Welcome to this podcast by the Caboolture Gospel Church. For more information about us, head to www.caboolturechurch.com.au.
We're starting a series. I'm competing with the rain, but that's good. We're starting a new series tonight called Jesus Never Tapped. Jesus Never Tapped Out. And it's interesting that the whole time, the whole recollection of the story of Jesus, he never threw the towel in, he never gave up, he never tapped out. He was always up for the fight. He was always ready, he was always passionate. He never gave in. And over the next 5 weeks or five rounds, we're going to have a look at how Jesus engaged with things. And tonight we're going to look at sickness and healing and how Jesus came to heal and restore. And like the story of Mark's there, he came to show people a whole new way to live. And that's awesome. And so we're looking at Jesus' first sickness tonight. When we come to the topic of healing, most of you here have probably heard sermons on it. You've read lots of scripture on it. You've heard podcasts on it. You've heard heaps of information on this subject of healing. And oftentimes, it can get a little bit frustrated because there's so many elements, there's so many ways that we can go to get our miracle. Who's ever thought that when we jump on the internet, even when we talk to friends, even when we talk to Christian friends, there's always people that are journeying in this sickness, either in themselves or in someone else, and there often seems many voices, especially in this subject of sickness and healing. And tonight I want to just unpack a little bit of that. We're going to have some time of prayer and believe that God's going to do some awesome things. First of all, when I come to this place, when you hear different things, when you listen, when you see different things, as followers of Jesus, we always have to come back to this point, is that Jesus is always perfect theology. No matter what people are saying, no matter what they're preaching, even no matter what I'm preaching tonight, you need to go back and look at the scriptures and say, does this line up with the person of Jesus Christ? And no matter what mindsets we might have about healing, no matter what thoughts, what experiences we've had about healing or lack of healing, we always have to come back to the truth. And the truth is the Word of God, and it's found in the person of Jesus. And so often it's easy for us as Christians to, even in a way, sweep this subject under the carpet, out of the way, because it's something that we can't necessarily often do, if you understand what I'm saying. It's an impossibility. We're journeying in a realm of impossibilities where the Bible says that Jesus is the healer. Yep. But it's interesting to look at the way that Jesus approached this topic. He approached it in such a way that is often different to the way that we think. For instance, Jesus healed everybody that came to him. Jesus healed every single person, every sickness, every disease that came to him. We understand those people that were in unbelief and they weren't willing to come to him and they weren't healed. But every person that came to Jesus was healed. We also know that Jesus never did he say to any single person, when they came and asked for healing, he never said to them, no, this will teach you a lesson. Go away. You'll learn something through this. He never said, you've sinned. This is a punishment for your sin. He never said, you'll build character through this, although we know that in the journey we do build character. But Jesus never sent somebody away the same way as they came and said, this will build your character. We also know that Jesus, he reflected the Father's will, and that was that every single person should be healed. He reflected the will of the Father, and is that every person that came to Jesus was healed. It's interesting that someone didn't come to him and he said, oh, look, you're too old. I can't see the purpose. Nah, sorry. Every single person that came to Jesus was healed. And as followers of Jesus, he didn't come just to show us what God can do. He showed us a lifestyle that we are to follow, that we are to walk into as followers of Jesus Christ. He came to provide us an example of what, like that clip said, the normal Christian life should be like. We also know that Jesus, he never approached someone who came for healing and said, it's not the Father's will that you be healed, but come tomorrow, I'm going to multiply some food. I think that's the will. How about you come over for a fish burger? God will provide that need, but it's not God's will for you to be healed. He never said that. Every single person that came to Jesus was healed. And it's pretty challenging to think about that, because oftentimes we create theology, we create even experiences in our own life that don't line up with the Word of God. We're going to have a look at tonight about how Jesus, when he stepped into this ring, so to speak, how he dealt with sickness. How he dealt with sickness, how he dealt with disease. He never tapped out. He never threw the towel in. He always pursued. He always continued. He was always persistent. Just going to have a look at a passage of Scripture in Luke 18. If you got your Bibles, Luke 18, I'm going to be very quick. As I think the verses are going up on the screen. Luke 18, chapter 1. This is the parable of the persistent woman. Luke 18, verse 1, it says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Let's just hold it there for a sec. Always pray and not give up. It's interesting that Jesus came and showed us a lifestyle of 100% success in this element of healing. Jesus never came and prayed for someone and they didn't get healed. Nobody ever came to Jesus with a disease and a sickness and all of a sudden he didn't have the power to heal them. He was never caught out. He never tapped out. He never threw the towel and he never went away and thought, I'm missing it here. He had 100% success rate. And here, we know in reality that we've all prayed for someone and they haven't got healed, yeah? We've all prayed for ourselves and we haven't got healed. So Jesus knows that. And this is the very reason why he tells us this story, this parable, is because if we got every prayer answered, then we wouldn't be frustrated, right? So Jesus says, he tells us this parable to show us that we should always pray and not give up. That means that there's a journey involved. It doesn't mean that we limit of what we're going after, which was modeling the life of Jesus, but it means that he understands that we're in a journey, and as we journey in that, there's this persistence, there's consistency, there's this thing that he put his finger on, that Jesus understood that humanity was going to go through times when they were going to give up. So he said, look, listen to this parable, listen to this story, and get some tips, get some understanding about how to continue in this journey. Verse 2, he said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, how many husbands have understood that? This lady keeps bothering them. Clyde's nodding his head. I didn't hear that, but I'll take it was encouraging. He says, even though this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't continually wear me down with her coming. We all see the picture, right? And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? A passage that I'm not going to get into, but purely for the exercise of saying that this is a passage that Jesus is highlighting, is emphasizing this whole notion, this whole thing of journeying and persisting. We see that Jesus came and he had 100% success rate. But yet, that same Jesus says, guys, here's something I want to tell you so that you don't lose heart, so that you don't give up when you pray and you don't see the answer. It tells us that we are going to pray and we may not see the answer, but what he's saying is, do not give up. We live in such an interesting society. We would all agree that at the moment we live such a fast-paced life, and even getting a meal from McDonald's through the drive-thru, Hungry Jack's, whatever it is, we live in such a fast-food society that if we are to wait a minute, 2 minutes for our meal, is causing us grief. We say things like, I am starving. We don't have a clue what we're meaning. We're not starving. This is what we say, I am starving. Who's ever sat at the lights and you're at a red light and the light goes green and all of a sudden you're just there looking at yourself in the rearview mirror, just squeezing a pimple or doing something, and the light goes green and the guy behind you, within a couple of seconds, he or she is on the horn. And we live in this society where everything is fast-paced. It's now. It's even when we drive through a drive-thru, it's everything just to feed to us. We've got now drive-thru coffee. We've got everything to make it convenient for our lifestyle, which is fast. And the danger, although that on one side of the coin, that Jesus has provided us an example that his will is for people to be healed, we can't ignore the journey of persistence in that. I was listening to a podcast of a pastor over in the States recently, and he was talking about how, we think we've got extreme weather conditions here, and tonight, by the looks of things, most people feel it's pretty extreme that they wouldn't even venture, even a couple hundred meters up the road. But it's funny that even our winters, I mean, if we wear a jacket, that's an extreme winter here. But over in different places of the world, which you guys know, it actually snows and it's extreme conditions. And I was listening to this podcast and the pastor was talking about the fact that he has to go in the middle of winter when it's snowing to find firewood to keep his family warm, to light the fire in the house, to stock the fireplace, to keep them warm. And he was saying he was a bit new to this, and he found this elderly gentleman who had been doing this for years and years and years, very skilled, very experienced in finding and splitting wood. And it's a big thing over there because of the such cold conditions. Anyway, so he went out hunting for timber and splitting wood, and he retells the story that He went with this guy who had been doing it all his life. And the guy said to him, okay, we've found this log. We've found this piece of timber. You're going to have to put a wedge in it. Now you're going to have to hit it with a sledgehammer and split the log. And he started doing this. He tapped the wedge in. Then he started swinging this huge sledgehammer. Bang. With all his might, he was swinging off the end of this thing. And after 15 minutes, he looked down at the wedge. And he didn't even know if it had moved. He felt like he was just there with a plastic hammer just bouncing off it. So he ripped his shirt off. He's down to his singlet. He's all into it. He starts swinging on this thing. Another 15 minutes or so go, and he's absolutely giving it all his energy. And after 15 minutes, it doesn't even look like the wedge has moved. And as he's gasping for breath, he turns to this experienced bloke who's just sitting there peacefully watching all this go on. And Chris says to him, when's this log gonna... he says, how long do I have to do this for? And this bloke looks up and says, until it splits. It's such a simple comment, but such a profound comment. Jesus here is telling us a story, a parable, about how we are to go after not only just miracles and signs and wonders, but because they actually reveal the heart of the Father. It's not just to get another notch on our belt. It's not just to get another tally on our name, but it's actually because when we see, like in Mark's story, a life that was crippled and bound by sickness and disease gets set free, it reveals the heart of God into a place. And like we saw with Mark's story, all of a sudden, there's a community there that now knows that Jesus is real. And history will only tell us what happens through that one life of Mark's, who has totally been changed forever. How long do we go after this stuff? Just like the wedge in the wood, we go after it till it splits. This is what Jesus is telling us. This is something that we go after until our prayers are answered. He tells us this so that we will pray and not lose heart. Pray and not give up. I'll just ask the music team to come up now. We're going to worship God in a second, but just before we do, I just want to finish with a few things. The thing that's going to split that log, the thing that's going to split that impossibility, the thing that's going to split that sickness, that disease that keeps staring us in the face, whether it's in our own bodies or we're believing for somebody else, is faith. Not just faith, but faith in God. And it's interesting that if Jesus wasn't moved by need, because if he was, we wouldn't see so much need all throughout the world. But he's moved by faith. As we read through Scripture, we constantly see time and time again that Jesus is moved by faith. Now, I don't know about you, but my experience is I can't wake up in the morning and just turn the faith on. We can try and bluff, but that's not actually faith. That's just confidence. It's not even really confidence. It's just bluffing. We can yell, we can scream. I don't know about you, but I just can't turn a deeper, growing faith on in my life just in the morning. I just can't turn it on and off like a tap. And Jesus tells us in the Word of God that how does faith come by? It comes from hearing and hearing the Word of God. And there's two parts to that. First of all, faith comes from hearing the voice of God. So as we communicate with God, as we hear His voice, as we learn to accurately hear the voice of God, it increases the level of faith in us. So every time you hear the voice of God, every time God speaks to you, no matter how he does it, just personally in your life, it's increasing a reservoir of faith in your life. Faith comes by hearing the word of faith comes by hearing God. How do we hear God? How do we grow in that expression of hearing His voice? Is from the Word of God. It's come by living in the Word of God. I heard this awesome statement the other day. It said, read through the Bible, read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John until Jesus walks off the pages and into your life. And I thought, wow, that's great. Read through the Gospels until it's no longer words, till it's no longer just truth, but till it's actually something burning in the inside of you. And I thought that was so good. As we continue to do that, faith begins to rise. We begin to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Grab a scripture, meditate on it, marinate yourself in it. Until it builds this, the ability to hear God's voice. And that will build a reservoir of faith in your life. Last thing. Heidi Baker, some of you guys might know, she's doing an amazing work in Mozambique. There was a point in her life where she encountered God in the middle of a meeting. And God specifically said to her through a dramatic encounter that she was going to be used mightily in Mozambique. After that time, after that had happened, she went out and prayed for hundreds of people and never saw one person get healed. Then all of a sudden, the log started to split. All of a sudden, she didn't give up. She believed the word over her experience. She heard the voice of God, which came from the word of God being implanted in her, and all of a sudden that log began to split. We're all on this journey. May I encourage you tonight? Keep hitting that thing, because it will split. It is impossible for God to lie. He's given us His word. Some of us just need to hang everything on it. You know how people say in a commercial sense that you've got to distribute your wealth, you've got to put a few eggs in each basket? When it comes to this stuff, we've got to throw all our eggs in one basket in Him. Never change the subject. Keep hitting that thing. Keep contending for what He's made available to us. We're going to worship God now. Just because there's a few of us here tonight doesn't mean He's not here. Doesn't mean He doesn't want to encounter us. He's so good. Sometimes we stumble because there's things in our life when it comes to this subject and healing that we don't understand. So we limit God, we shut our lives down, and we say, well, God, I don't understand, so therefore I'm not going to open my life up to that. I just want to say that if you understood everything about God, that means you'd be on level as Him. And that would be a pretty dangerous place to be at. So it's not, although He wants us to increase in our understanding, there is also plenty of room as followers of Him to not understand what He's doing in time, to not understand everything about how He works. It's part of trusting Him. It's part of trusting His nature as a good Father. So we're just going to worship now. I encourage you, if you've got, as we're talking about healing tonight, I know if Jesus was here, which He is, He would go after this stuff. Take a step of faith. Stand out in the aisle. Raise your hand. Stand up. Wave your hand around or something. And just get a few people around you to agree for you in prayer. If there's no one around you, just engage with God as you worship. And let's just believe that as we worship tonight, that He will heal, He will impact, He will invade those areas of impossibilities those areas that have been impossible for so long, that he would come and make a difference. If there's someone tonight that you're believing for healing, stand up, grab someone to agree with you, and we're going to worship him now. So how about we all stand? If that's you want healing for anything, just stand out on the side of the aisle, come out to the front, wherever it is, and someone will come and agree for healing for you. Amen.
You have been listening to a podcast by the Caboolture Gospel Church. We hope you have enjoyed it. For more information, head to www.caboolturechurch.com.au.